This is Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. So in this podcast episode, I wanted to talk about the shadow of victim consciousness, and why most people don't realize that they are actually operating their lives through victim consciousness. And for those watching video, I really hope you enjoy my new green screen as much as I am geeking out on it. I am a Virgo, Virgo sun, Sag rising. So my inner Virgo is massively geeking out on the details of a green screen. And my Sag rising is geeking out my ability to time travel more with the different backgrounds I can include. So yes, I am a massive geek. So the shadow of victim consciousness and why most people don't realize that they are actually living their lives through this shadow. What is victim consciousness? Victim consciousness is when it comes to shadow. So there are different aspects of shadow. There are different archetypes of shadow. You have Carl Jung, who referred to the different archetypes of shadow. I think he was the first guy to actually reference shadow. I don't know if anyone earlier did that, but obviously shadow, like the kind of like shadow work has been around for ages, although I don't actually refer to shadow work because shadow work is actually limited in my opinion. I talk about the multidimensional shadow, which is something else I'm going to be speaking about more on my podcast and on this channel. But when it comes to shadow and the victim, for example, the victim is, for somebody like myself who sees shadow in people, it's very easy for me to spot victim consciousness, very easy. The victim, the shadow victim, or the shadow of victim consciousness, people seem to think that it would be somebody going about like moaning about their life or complaining or just living in this like wallowing of self-pity. When really that's only one aspect of victim consciousness, which is why most people don't actually realize that they're living in victim consciousness and in the shadow of victim consciousness, that they're actually living in that energetic state without realizing it. Victim consciousness is not standing in your power, not standing in your truth, not standing in your sovereign energy. Obviously, sovereign is another aspect of the shadow. So you've got the child sovereign aspect. But victim consciousness is where you're allowing life to happen to you instead of creating your own reality, instead of understanding that you are a conscious creator with the universe, that you are a conscious creator with source, God, whatever it is that you believe in, that you're a conscious creator with the universe, that you right now are creating every single thing in your life, the good, the bad, and the truly fucking ugly. You're creating it all. And the victim consciousness comes from those who just accept that the reality around them, and let's face it, reality is an illusion because time is an illusion. We are multidimensional beings living in all space and time and dimensions at the same time. So everything that we perceive around us is a construct of the reality that we are choosing to live in. So people choose the reality of victim consciousness. They choose to perpetuate the victim. They choose to live in the energy of the victim without realizing that they actually are being a victim. And it's the energy of just accepting that what it is that is before you in your life, your circumstances, your situation, the people around you, your experiences, all that kind of stuff, accepting that that is just a given, that you have to accept it. Let's take the example of everything that's going on in the world, because that is, you know, I did a video at the beginning, I think it was like February, March 2020, at the beginning of the whole pandemic, plandemic in inverted commas, because it was all manufactured. I will reference one of the video of what I spoke about or reference it. But that shadow energy, I referenced a shadow back then, that everything that was coming up with COVID and everything was a massive upheaval of shadow energy. It's collective shadow energy. It's humanity's collective shadow. And looking around in the world now, you can see where people are so consumed by the shadow of victim and how they have become enslaved even more in the shadow of victim consciousness without even realizing it. That's the sad thing. Like, most people don't even realize that they're living as a victim. It's like an unconscious trait of theirs, an unconscious energy to live as a victim. And victim consciousness, let's face it, does not serve anybody. And the world right now is rife with victim consciousness. It's really quite repulsive, the amount of victim consciousness that is in the world. And there have been things that I have wanted to say in the past, but I held back on saying things because I thought, who am I to say this? What will people think? Obviously, I couldn't give two fucks what people think, but there's an there's an aspect of me who used to worry, that was my shadow, about speaking on things that didn't concern me, such as race, religion, politics, like gender, that kind of stuff. It doesn't concern me because it doesn't enter my frequency. It's not something that I experience with different things. Obviously, we live in a world where you're going about your life, there's people around you, there's just everything that's going on. You meet with people from different cultures, different backgrounds, different skin colors, different races, different sexuality orientation, different beliefs, all that other kind of stuff. But I choose not to live in a world of diversity. That is my choice, not to live in a world of diversity. In obviously we are all different, but in diversity meaning that somebody is different from somebody else, that we are, that somebody has to take a stand for something else against somebody else, that my belief is better than yours, or your gender is better than yours, or your religion is better than yours, all that other kind of stuff. It's duality. And I choose not to live in that frequency. And the thing about victim consciousness is that people allow themselves to be consumed by the shadow of victim consciousness. They allow themselves to be consumed by living in the reality and not realizing that they've created it, not understanding that we are conscious co-creators with the universe, that you get to create your life. You get to play in the energy of a sovereign being, that you get to play in the energy of your truth, that you get to play in the higher frequency of who we actually are at our core as divine beings. And people forget that. Humans forget that. You know, we go about our day thinking, well, this is it, this is the world around us, that I have to accept this. You don't have to accept anything that you don't consciously choose. And when it comes to victim consciousness, the shadow of victim consciousness is so deeply rooted in humanity that something like COVID had to come along. And again, I referenced this last year at the beginning of the whole pandemic with an L. So not all. I've got a 6-year-old, so I'm used to doing that kind of stuff. I referenced this last year about the shadow, about the collective shadow. And something like COVID has to come along in order to activate and trigger the shadow within people, because humanity cannot move forwards as a collective when we're holding onto so much shadow energy, pain and suffering and trauma and that kind of stuff. And it's not just, you might sit there and say, oh, well, I've not experienced any of that in my life's hunky-dory, and that's cool. But your ancestors, the people who came before you, remember, we are multidimensional beings. So the energy of those who came before you and the energy of who you are in other lifetimes, note I say who you are because we are currently existing in all space and time. So there's not, even though I believe in past lives, there is no such thing as a past life, because that means that something had to begin and end instead of it just being fluid. That we exist and it just is existence. So we are living simultaneously in other lifetimes right now. that there is a shadow energy, a collective shadow around humanity that is deeply rooted in victim consciousness, that is deeply rooted in trauma and pain and suffering. You look around the world now, you've got United States bombing Syria, for fuck's sake. Like, why? I've no idea. I don't know why we need to bomb Syria. I don't know. You've got fights going on between like North Korea and the States. You've got all sorts of stuff in the world where, you know, you can't come into my country, you can't do this, we don't like you. You know, you've got the Americans, I'm not picking on Americans here, but it just seems to be in the news a lot. But Americans saying, oh, we don't like China, we don't like Russia. You've got the Brits who say, we don't like Russia, or whatever it is. Like, everyone just is rooted in this shadow energy of needing to feel better than somebody else, needing to highlight somebody else, as opposed to understanding why doesn't this country like this country? Why does this country feel the need to bomb other people? Like, why? And the victim consciousness is so deeply rooted in humanity that humanity experiences this pain, this suffering, this trauma. Like, Mother Earth is bleeding, literally. You know, you've got people cutting down, you know, you've got all the deforestation, you've got animals being like tortured, and obviously kids being trafficked, and like awful things like that. And it cements humanity in this shadow energy, this heavy, dense energy. It cements humanity in this heavy, dense energy. And that's where the victim comes from, where people don't realize that they're living in victim consciousness, and that they actually have a choice. You have a choice. We all have a choice. We get to choose our reality. And there's another video of mine, which I recorded a few days ago, called The Tale, or another podcast, should I say, The Tale of Two Earths, in which I'm referencing the split of Earth, which I've been feeling since January, so about six, seven months ago. I've been feeling this energy of the split of not just timeline splits, but actual physical dimension splits, where it felt like there was one of those two-way mirrors, you know, like in police interrogation rooms where one can see through, but the other one can't see back. And it felt like there's this mirror, this two-way mirror where I can see people around me, but it's like they can't see me, or that their energy and their presence is not affecting mine. So whilst you've got people wandering around still choosing to wear masks, victim, choosing to perpetuate the bullshit, the narrative of bullshit, let's say, in the world right now, victim, and choosing to live in that frequency where they have no choice, is victim consciousness. And because I choose not to engage in that consciousness, because I can see it, because I choose not to engage in that consciousness, I'm seeing this split in Earth right now, like not just a timeline. It's like a dimensional split where there's literally two Earths existing in the same kind of plane, but on different dimensions, different energetic frequencies, different vibrational frequencies. And I strongly believe that it's happening because you've got those who are still rooted, deeply rooted in the shadow, deeply rooted in the shadow, deeply rooted in the victim shadow, who cannot see a way out, or sadly choose not to see it. They might see it, but choose to stay where they are. They choose to remain comfortably numb, as I like to say. So the victim consciousness is accepting your reality and not making a change, accepting that because somebody doesn't help you in your job, or give you, I don't know, for example, if somebody doesn't help you in your job, then you're going to sit there and moan about your boss or whatever, when really, you know, you get to be the warrior, because the opposite of the victim is the warrior. The warrior is somebody who takes charge, who creates a situation to change their reality. So victim consciousness is the people in the world right now who are choosing to continue with the voluntary acquiescence of wearing masks, of social distancing, of not seeing their friends and family. There's some people who still have not seen friends and family for like 16 months. And that is victim consciousness. It is. It's choosing to stay in a state that doesn't serve your sovereign, your sovereignty and your divine truth. It's choosing to stay there. It's choosing to stay static. Victim consciousness is blaming the other person in your relationship for the fall, you know, for the collapse of your relationship, instead of accepting that there's two parties there and that both were equal parties in toxicity, for example. Victim consciousness is complaining that you're that somebody didn't help you out when you felt that they should have helped you out. And expecting somebody to help you when really you get to change your reality. There's all sorts of different examples. You know, I hope I'm making myself clear. But victim consciousness is such a major shadow that I see in humanity. Such a major shadow that I see in humanity. And it's not just rooted in our current lifetime. It's energy. Everything is energy. Shadow is energy, and shadow is a glitch. Shadow is the glitch in our energetic frequency. It is the glitch in humanity. Shadow is the glitch which divides us from, or separates us from source, separates us from God, from source, from universe, from, it separates us from from the divine, separates us from our divine truth. And victim consciousness is probably the most insidious shadow that I see in the world. It's a shadow that I like to call out on my clients when I recognize it. And obviously, you know, they're paying me to be blunt as fuck and direct. But it's the one that I call people out, you know, victim consciousness. Here's another one. The amount of celebrities that I see who are talking about their mental health, and obviously mental health is a major, major issue in the world right now. I've experienced issues with depression and anxiety and stress myself, so I get it. But the amount of celebrities and influencers that I see talking about being in therapy, and they've been in therapy for anxiety or depression or whatever of their mental health struggles that they've had. And they've been in therapy for years and years. And I just think, why would you choose to stay in therapy for years? Because the way that the world is structured is that it keeps people in this enslavement, in this imprisonment within our own minds. And so, whilst I agree that therapy can work, I've had CBT myself, I've chatted to counselors myself, I don't believe that anybody should be in therapy for life or for a long, long time, because that means that it's not fucking working. And therefore it's keeping somebody rooted in this victim consciousness. And I feel like I should duck now before people start throwing stuff at me for saying, oh, you're saying that people with like mental health issues are victims. I'm not. You know, mental health conditions, depression, anxiety are a disconnection from our truth. I have worked with clients who have experienced anxiety for most of their lives, and I've managed to free them from that anxiety, not through fucking therapy, but through the shadow, through the shadow. It's very easy to transform anxiety and depression through working with the shadow. Very easy. And so when I see people who are advocating therapy for years, they've talked about trauma they've experienced, mental health issues they've experienced, and I get it. I've been there with like my own issues, my own shit to deal with. But when they're talking about this stuff and they're still processing it, they're still working on it, that is a victim consciousness. And people don't want to hear that they're a victim. They don't. But that is a victim consciousness. Because that says that you're happy to stay in this state of suffering, that you're happy to stay in this state of pain and trauma. And whilst you think that you're doing something about it, because you're talking through it, you're in therapy, you're talking through it, you've got your counselor, your therapist, you know, whatever, you take medication, that's another podcast I can do. But it's choosing to stay in this victim consciousness, believing that you have no choice, believing that you cannot shift your reality, believing that you cannot alter your state of consciousness, believing that you cannot change the outcome of your reality. And that therefore this experience that has brought you to the point of therapy, for example, and mental health issues, that this experience is actually the only experience out there, and therefore that's the experience that defines you. It doesn't. That's victim consciousness. So you see how insidious victim consciousness is. It's very, very, very insidious. And it's rooting people in the energy that they cannot change their reality. It's rooting people in the energy that they cannot change their lives. It's rooting people in the energy that it's going to take a long fucking time to make a change, instead of allowing people to come into their sovereign state, to remember who they are, to find themselves after being lost for so long, to work with the shadow, to understand the shadow. And I'm not talking about shadow work and everything, because shadow work is, obviously, I am like the queen of shadow. My clients call me the queen of shadow. But shadow work is based in this lifetime. And people forget that we are multidimensional beings, or we don't realize that we are multidimensional beings. So if you're only working on a shadow that you perceive was created in this lifetime, then you're missing fucking point, and you're missing where the actual root of the shadow is, which is not in this lifetime. And so the victim consciousness is so insidious in society, because it disconnects us from our truth. It disconnects us from our divinity. It disconnects us from our sovereignty. It disconnects us from the truth of who we actually are as divine beings. And the victim consciousness says that you cannot change things in your reality, that you have to accept what happened to you, that you have to go through certain experiences in order to learn and grow and all that other kind of stuff. But victim consciousness says that you don't have a choice in the matter, that you have to accept things. And again, looking at the world around us right now with COVID, people believe, and this is, I'm talking about the UK here because I cannot reference other countries. I know like other countries have changed a lot. But in the UK, for example, people are still walking around masked up. People are still refusing to see family members or hug people, whatever. People are still social distancing because they think that it's the law, and it's not the law. It was just a government guidance. It was never the law. So people are willingly accepting stuff while still moaning about it, while still moaning about the crash of the economy and how shit it is for kids with everything that's happening in schools right now. Like, people are still moaning about it, but they're refusing to be a warrior. They're complicit in the narrative, which is victim consciousness. And no fucker wants to admit that they're a victim, but they're choosing to perpetuate the narrative because they don't believe they have a choice. And that's where the difference is between the victim and the warrior. The victim believes that something happened to them, that something bad happened to them, that life, you know, dealt them a shit card, that, you know, they had some crappy experiences and woe is me, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or that they have to accept their lot in life, accept like a substandard relationship, or accept substandard living conditions, or just accept that this is their life and they don't have a choice in it. The warrior, which is the flip side of the victim, which is the empowered energetic state, the warrior sees how to make a change. The warrior sees that there is actually a doorway that's opened over there, that there is a portal that's opened, that there is a doorway opening for people, for them to step through and change their reality, that they get to be the one who changes things. The warrior is the person who accepts that their relationship is no longer serving them. And instead of staying in a substandard relationship, instead of staying unhappy and choosing to be unhappy, they leave that relationship. And they, you know, even when it scares the shit out of them, I've done it myself. And they choose to make a change because they know that if they continue to stay in that crappy relationship where they are unhappy, that they are actually choosing that unhappiness. That is the victim who chooses to be unhappy. The warrior chooses freedom and happiness. The warrior is the one who chooses to leave their job that doesn't serve them, because instead of sitting and moaning about how crappy their job is and how crappy their colleagues are and all this other kind of shit that people moan about, they choose to go after something that will light them up, or they choose to start a business or start a new job. The warrior is the one who, instead of accepting their health as it is, that they've had health issues, that accepting what the doctors have told them, because let's face it, doctors really don't have a clue at times. Again, I'll duck here before people fling things at me, but it's true. You can go to the doctors and complain about feeling tired or whatever. They'll do a few blood tests and then they'll, you know, send you on your way. That's the experience I've had, like most people have in the UK anyway. But, or yeah, it's like accepting your health as it is. It's like, no, I want answers. Why do I feel like this? Why am I unwell? Why is my arm broken? Like, how do we fix it? Why am I accepting, my life to be like this? Why am I ill? Basically, that's the warrior who asks those questions. The victim is the one who accepts their health as it is and just like, oh, well, this is it. I'm getting old, or it's because I'm, you know, this age, or because I've had, you know, because it's in my family. Like high blood pressure, for example, people who complain about that and just accept that that is their lot in life. But they'll say things like, I have high blood pressure, so I'm going to take tablets. That's a victim. The warrior says, why the fuck do I have high blood pressure and what can I do about it? Do you see the difference? One accepts their reality and chooses to stay in that reality, and the other chooses a different reality and chooses a sovereign state to alter their reality and to make a difference. All sorts of examples here. The victim is the one who is unhappy with how much money they have in their life. You know, money is a massive tangible resource that, you know, affects everybody. The victim is the one who sits there and moans about how little money they have, and they complain about it and squander it away, or they complain about never having it, or they complain about, you know, other people having money. The warrior is the person who says, I am not happy with my situation right now. I want to earn more. I want to have more income. I want to have more freedom with my money. How do I change that? What do I need to do? Very different energetic states. And most people choose to stay in victim without even realizing that they're a victim, without even realizing that they are consciously choosing the energy of victim consciousness, that they're choosing the energy of the shadow of victim, and that they have a choice. And let's go to race. Why not? Let's go to race and sexual orientation. We might as well. Like, might as well just throw it all out there. Last year, when the whole Black Lives Matter movement was happening, obviously it started in the States, moved over to the UK. But last year when that was happening, I'll say, I am a channel. I channel consciousness. I channel galactic consciousness. I channel higher dimensional beings. I channel like future aspects and everything. And last year when the whole Black Lives Matter movement was happening, I was channeling some very profound energy around the the oppression, I suppose, let's say, the oppression of people of color, black people of color, Asians, you know, ethnic minorities. And I was like, oh, could I go there? Could I go there as a white woman? Because there are so many people, like, obviously, like you have your suburban white women on Facebook who say things like, oh, you just got white privilege, which is bullshit. There's that division again. So last year, what I was channeling, and I actually spoke to a friend of mine, a former mentor of mine, and told him about this. He's from Nigeria, black skin. He's, you know, and I was like, could I put this to you? What do you think on this? And he loved it. He loved what I was saying. And basically last year, what I was channeling, this is the example of victim consciousness, where people are saying about blacks are oppressed, blacks have no rights, they're oppressed, you know, there's racism. Yes, I get it, there's racism in the world. There is, I accept that. But from the other perspective, because I like to deal with perspectives, people are choosing, I'll duck before people throw things at me, people are choosing to stay in that oppression. It is a choice. It is a choice to stay in that oppression. And when I mentioned this to my friend and mentor, he loved it because he's like, actually, yeah, I don't really experience that as a black man from Nigeria, who lives in who doesn't live there anymore, who lives in a different country now. And it made sense. I was like, yeah, because people are choosing to stay in the oppression. My ancestors have been oppressed, therefore I'm going to be oppressed. My skin color is oppressed, therefore I'm going to be oppressed because I'm choosing that energy. I'm like, no, you don't need to choose that energy. You get to choose to be sovereign. You get to choose to be a sovereign fucking being here. And what I was channeling last year around this was how we incarnate into different lifetimes of, say, you know, we are multidimensional, so we're existing in all different times and dimensions anyway, simultaneously. But we're choosing to, we choose to incarnate into lifetimes in order into identities. Let's use the word identity rather than lifetime. We choose to incarnate into a particular identity, which gives us the springboard, the launch pad, the catalyst in order to move through a particular shadow. So things like skin color, we choose all of this before we incarnate. We choose our skin color, our race, our religion, the parents, our family upbringing, you know, who we incarnate with, the culture. We choose all of that. It's all a choice at the soul level. It's all a choice. So when somebody's saying, I am oppressed because of my skin color, well, you chose your fucking skin color before you came here. So you're not oppressed. But you're choosing to live in the energy of oppression because you believe that you should be oppressed because of your skin color. This is victim consciousness. And yeah, last year I was channeling around how those who experience, you know, the oppression, who talk about it, who are very vocal about it, are those who are choosing the flip side of the karma wheel. Because remember, we incarnate for different reasons. We incarnate to work through karma, to pay karma off, to work through whatever it is that we've been through before, like things that we didn't do, or trauma, or experiences, or just to evolve a little bit more by experiencing. Think of like life as like a smorgasbord, like a pick and mix, that you get to experience different things. So you'll incarnate in different lives, you know, different skin colors, different races, religions, different genders, all that other kind of stuff, to experience everything, to have a full array of everything. And so what was coming to me last year when I was channeling was that people who are sensing that energy of oppression because of their skin color, what is to say that they were not actual, that they were not the slave masters in other lifetimes who have chosen to incarnate as the person of color in this lifetime in order to experience the flip side of the energy and to rebalance the karma from somebody who owned slaves in another lifetime to somebody and who oppressed people in other lives because of their skin color, to somebody who now feels that they need to be oppressed in this lifetime because of their skin color. Victim consciousness again. And I know that is like a big place to go. I know that that is highly destructive. But people need to get the fuck over themselves. And I get it. There is racism in the world. I get it. I know. I see it. I see it happening in the world. But choosing to feel oppressed is a choice, is a victim's choice to feel oppressed because of your skin color, which is why I admire people like, I think it's like Candice Owens in the States, very vocal Black woman who talks about, you know, she doesn't choose to perpetuate that reality in her life, that because she's Black and she's a woman, that she therefore has to be oppressed. She's like, no, I get to choose who I am. I'm like, good for you. There's a guy in the UK called Calvin Robinson, amazing spokesperson, who again is of the same line that I choose not to be oppressed. It's like, why would I choose that? Again, it's victim consciousness that chooses that. We could go down another road around like, you know, gender orientation, that kind of stuff. I think I've got the point across there. Victim consciousness is a choice. It is a choice to stay in an oppressed state. It is a choice to stay in an uncomfortable state. It is a choice to stay unhappy. It is a choice to stay unsatisfied. It is a choice to stay in the energy of victim. It is a choice. And the opposite of that is the warrior. Because remember, you have incarnated into this life with this identity, with this skin color, with this race, with this upbringing, with the culture that you were brought up into, with the beliefs that you have. You chose that at a soul level. You chose it. So we incarnate with these choices and with the behaviors and patterns of other lives in order to come in with a higher awareness and a higher understanding of what needs to shift. So somebody who is, there's a bit of noise going on outside. I think there's scaffolding going up on my neighbor's house. So hopefully you can't hear it because I've got a new microphone. It's like super sensitive. But it is a choice. It is a choice to stay in that energy of victim. It is a choice to accept your lot in life. It is a choice to accept a subpar relationship. It is a choice to accept subpar health. It is a choice to accept a lack of finances. It is all a choice. And the opposite of the victim is the warrior, the person who says, actually, I don't agree with this. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I don't want to exist like this anymore. I don't want to experience this anymore. How do I make a change? Very different energies. That is a sovereign energy. Somebody who's like, this needs to shift. This needs to change. I need to change my reality. Very different energies right there. So ask yourself, are you living in a victim consciousness without even realizing it? Or are you living in a victim consciousness and realizing that you are a victim and choosing to live like that? Are you operating as a warrior? Are you looking to change your reality? How are you shifting your reality? How are you choosing to alter your state of being instead of accepting whatever it is that you think that you should accept? Going back to COVID, the amount of people who are still complicit in the bullshit narrative that is going on, it comes again from a victim consciousness because people don't believe that they have a choice. They don't believe that they can change their reality. They don't believe that they can make a difference in the world. But you can. You make a difference by being sovereign. You make a difference by returning to your place of truth. You make a difference by not accepting anything that is subpar in your life. You make a difference that way, and you make a difference in the world that way when you choose to return to sovereignty, when you choose not to sit in therapy for the rest of your life because you believe that that's the only option, that you choose to change that, that you choose to alter that state of consciousness. It is a choice. So I'm going to leave it there. I would love to know your thoughts on this. I will get prepared for like things to be thrown at me from some of the things that I've said. But you know what? I'm here for disruptive consciousness. I see the different perspective. I'm here to guide people and help people who are lost to finding their truth. It's a massive part of my purpose is to disrupt the psyche, is to work in the shadow realm and to disrupt the shadow, to help people understand that the shadow is a glitch and that they get to flip it and that they get to change their reality in an instant. We are multidimensional beings. We are infinite beings of source consciousness. We don't live in linear time. We think we do, but we don't. So we get to change things. We get to change our realities. It's a decision. It's a choice that we have. You don't have to accept anything in your life unless you choose to. So thank you so much for listening. I'd love to know your thoughts and everything. Let me know what you think of the background for anyone who's watching on video, because I really like this. I think it's like Saturn or it's some very quirky Uranian energy, Uranus energy around the planets. So I really like this. But thank you so much for listening and watching. And I will chat to you next time on the Disruptive Consciousness podcast. I've been Leanne Juliet. You can find me more at leannejuliet.com. Thank you so much for watching and for listening. And I will chat to you soon.